So today, the tech world is pretty much buzzing, right? All about Apple's upcoming awe-dropping event, September 9th, 2025.
Yeah, lots of anticipation there.
Totally. And while, everyone's probably got their eyes on the shiny new iPhone 17 series, maybe some slick AirPod refreshes.
The usual hardware excitement.
Exactly. But for you, if you're a local business owner or really anyone watching how customers find things, the real story, the seismic shift, it lies somewhere else. Okay, let's unpack this. Our mission today is to really dig into how the significant upgrade to Siri, powered by this Apple Intelligence thing, how that could fundamentally change how people find and interact with local businesses, and crucially, what steps you can actually take, like right now, to get ready.
And what's fascinating here is precisely that point. This isn't just, another incremental tech update. Feels different.
It really does.
It's more of a foundational shift. We're looking at quite a profound change in how these AI-powered digital assistants are going to, well, facilitate customer discovery.
Facilitate discovery.
Yeah, it's moving beyond just simple convenience. It's the potential for a genuinely proactive digital assistant to completely redefine user behavior.
And that means redefining visibility for businesses, too.
Absolutely. How visible your business is in this whole new digital landscape, the implications for how businesses get found, how people engage with them, they're frankly immense. It's something every business really needs to be paying attention to.
Okay, absolutely. So let's maybe start by painting a picture. The old Siri, the one we all kind of know.
Right, the one we've had for years.
Yeah, for years, Siri's been largely reactive, hasn't it? You ask a direct question like, where's the nearest pizza place?
Or what's the weather? Standard stuff.
Standard stuff. It gives you a direct task-based answer. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've tried to get Siri to like suggest something genuinely interesting, and it just defaults to the most generic thing.
Yeah, it waits for the prompt.
It waits for us to initiate everything. Helpful sometimes, but often a bit passive,
Yeah, precisely. But this new Siri, the one built with Apple Intelligence, it seems poised to be something entirely different. The core shift is really its proactive nature. So instead of just responding to those direct queries,
It anticipates.
exactly, it will actually suggest places or actions based on a much richer context. Think about it. Siri might suggest a specific coffee shop based on, I don't know, the time of day and your typical morning routine.
Okay, so it learns
It
patterns.
learns patterns, or maybe even a local dry cleaner, because it knows you've got an important event coming up from your calendar and you've used that kind of service before.
Wow.
It's moving beyond just answering questions to genuinely anticipating your needs, almost like a personal concierge living in your phone.
That's a good way to put it.
And here's where it gets really interesting for businesses. This new Siri will apparently be capable of voice-only app tasks,
Voice-only app tasks, meaning.
meaning it can perform actions like booking a reservation or maybe placing an order directly through supported apps, all just using voice commands.
Without opening the app itself.
Without opening the app, it uses Apple's sophisticated App Intents system.
Okay, App Intents. That sounds powerful. A shift from just finding to actually doing.
Exactly.
So, if Siri is becoming this active agent, capable of executing tasks, what's a concrete example? How does this look in the real world? Is it just for the big players?
Well, the source material gives a perfect anecdote that really illustrates this paradigm shift. Imagine someone asks Siri, book a haircut this weekend nearby.
Okay, standard
A
request.
standard request. But the new Siri isn't just going to list a few salons with phone numbers. No, it will actually apparently not only find the listings, but guide the user through the entire booking flow.
The whole thing, selecting time, stylist.
Selecting a time, maybe even a specific stylist if the system supports it,
Yeah.
confirming the appointment, all without the user ever having to open a specific app, navigate a website, or type a single word.
Whoa.
This functionality leverages those app intents we mentioned, allowing Siri to integrate deeply with service providers.
That is a huge shift in consumer behavior.
It really is. And it's a very strong signal that these voice-first interactions aren't just some niche trend anymore. They're quickly becoming mainstream for actual transactional engagements.
Yeah, not just asking questions, but getting things done.
Exactly. It's not just discovery anymore. It's about direct conversion. And that potential seems accessible to any business that integrates effectively, not just the giants.
Wow, that haircut example is incredibly compelling. I mean, a truly seamless experience. But hang on, if a user potentially never opens my specific app or visits my website because Siri handles everything,
I will.
How does my business build brand loyalty then? Is there a risk there?
Yeah, becoming sort of commoditized.
Exactly, through this new AI layer.
That's a really important question, a valid concern, and it points to a deeper strategic challenge for businesses. Absolutely.
Okay.
So while Siri might handle the transaction, the initial discovery, why Siri picked you, and the quality of the service itself are still absolutely paramount for building that loyalty.
Right, the experience still matters.
Immensely. Your online reputation, the uniqueness of your offering, the actual value you provide that still matters. Siri is the conduit, the facilitator. But it's not replacing the underlying business value.
Okay, that makes sense.
It just means businesses need to focus even more on standing out, on delivering excellent service, knowing that the path to finding them has changed. It's about being chosen by Siri, yes, but then earning that repeat business the old-fashioned way, with quality.
That reframes it nicely, puts the onus back on the business fundamentals just through a new channel.
Precisely.
So, considering all this proactive Siri, the voice-first future, what does this actually mean for you listening right now? If you're a local business owner, or really any business that relies on customers discovering you, how do we prepare?
So what does this all mean?
Right.
The first absolutely essential step is the importance of Apple platform visibility.
Okay, Apple platforms first.
You absolutely must be listed and crucially verified on Apple platforms if you haven't already claimed and really optimized your Apple Business Connect profile.
That's Apple's version of Google Business Profile, basically.
Exactly. Think of it like that. It's that fundamental. If you haven't done it, now's the time to prioritize it.
Is that?
Seriously.
No, yeah.
This isn't just a suggestion. This is the primary source Apple uses to populate data across its entire native environment. Maps, Siri, Spotlight Search, you name it.
So all that info pulls from Business Connect.
Correct. Ensuring your business name, your hours, your photos, contact info, making sure it's not just there, but accurate and up to date. That's the foundational first step. It's step one to even being considered for Siri's recommendations.
Right.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, this is the absolute ground floor for getting discovered in this new voice-first world. An incomplete or unverified profile. It's basically like putting up a digital brick wall between you and the new Siri.
Ink's gotta be in it to win it, essentially. Get your house in order on Apple's turf first.
Exactly.
But you mentioned earlier that the new Siri needs to genuinely understand a business. What does that mean? Like, what kind of data do we need to provide beyond just the basic listing? Name and address isn't enough.
No, not at all. And that brings us neatly to our second key recommendation. Structured conversational data is vital.
Structured conversational data. Okay, break that down.
It's not enough just to be listed. Siri needs to genuinely understand what your business does, where it is, and maybe most importantly, how it helps customers. What problems do you solve?
The why.
The why, exactly. The better Siri comprehends these nuances, your services, your specialties, your unique selling points, the more likely it is to recommend your business in those really crucial voice-based searches.
Okay, so how do we provide that, practically speaking?
Practically, this means utilizing schema.org markup on your website.
Schema.org. Heard of it. Seems technical.
It can sound technical, but it's becoming more accessible. For local businesses, you'd specifically look into local business schema. That details your address, hours, contact info in a way machines understand clearly.
Okay.
Then, if you offer specific items or services, product and service schema are crucial. Tell Siri exactly what you sell or do. Even FAQ page schema can help Siri answer common customer questions about your business directly, without them even needing to click.
That's clever. Pre-answering questions via Siri.
Precisely. And look, many modern website builders think WordPress, Shopify, Squarespace. They often offer plugins or integrated fields that simplify adding this schema markup. You might not even need a dedicated developer for the basics.
Good to know. Makes it less intimidating.
And another vital piece here is consistency. Ensure your core business details are absolutely consistent across major aggregators and directories.
Like Yelp, TripAdvisor.
Exactly. Yelp, TripAdvisor, industry-specific listings, even your social media profiles. We've all had that frustration, right? Finding outdated hours online.
Oh, yeah. Terrible experience.
Imagine Siri trying to book you into a place that actually closed an hour ago. That's a quick way to lose a customer and, frankly, erode trust in the AI itself.
Good point. Inconsistent information confuses the AI.
It absolutely does. Makes it less likely to confidently recommend you. This raises an important question, really. How well does your online presence truly speak Siri's language?
That's a great question to ask ourselves, speaking Siri's language. Okay, so moving to the third point, looking a bit more ahead, you highlighted integration potential. Sounds potentially complex. What does that actually look like for businesses? Is it just for big companies with big tech budgets?
Yeah, our third key recommendation is to consider your integration potential. And no, it's not necessarily just for the giants, although they might move faster. As Siri evolves to be more action-oriented, remember that haircut booking example?
Yeah, the seamless booking.
Businesses with compatible integrations will definitely gain a significant competitive advantage.
So what are compatible integrations?
Well, if you're already using popular booking platforms or menu platforms, things like Square Appointments, maybe OpenTable, Shopify for e-commerce, Toast for restaurants.
Common systems lots of businesses use.
Exactly. Or even a local point-of-sale system that has an API and application programming interface.
No.
You need to investigate. Do they offer integrations or APIs that Apple could potentially leverage through App Intents?
So check with your existing software providers.
Yes. The goal is to make your business Siri-ready by allowing these direct actions, not just discovery. It's about enabling Siri to not only find you, but to do something with you, book, order, reserve.
Right, closing the loop.
Closing the loop. And look, even if you don't have deep integration possibilities right now, at a bare minimum, any handoff from Siri to your website or your app must be fast, clear, and totally mobile friendly.
Frictionless is key.
Absolutely critical. If a user gets prompted by Siri, clicks through, and lands on a slow, clunky page, or worse, has to re-enter information they just gave Siri.
Ugh, the magic is gone.
Instantly gone. And quite possibly so is the customer. The friction needs to be absolutely minimal.
Okay, so it really boils down to making that entire customer journey from Siri's proactive suggestion all the way through to maybe a completed transaction as smooth as possible.
That's the goal.
The article really hammered this home, didn't it? That, quote, AI-powered assistants are becoming a real force in customer discovery. It really feels like the writing is on the wall for this shift. And it's not just for the tech giants anymore.
It absolutely is. And the encouraging part, I think, is that even before this Apple event on September 9th, there are immediate actionable steps you can take right now.
Okay, let's recap those quick wins.
Start by diligently reviewing and optimizing that Apple Business Connect profile. Get it verified. Make sure every single detail is perfect.
Job one.
Then audit your local listings across the web. Check for consistency. Check for accuracy. That foundational data cleanup is just crucial.
Get the basics right everywhere.
Everywhere. And finally, start thinking strategically. How could a voice-based AI actually fit into your specific customer's journey? What questions do your customers ask you most often? What actions do they typically take? Where could Siri potentially step in to simplify their experience with your business?
Think like the AI, almost.
In a way, yes. In a world where users are increasingly just asking their phone, you know, what should I do next or where should I go? Your business needs to be ready, ready with the right data in the right places, poised for that discovery and that frictionless interaction. It's about being proactive in preparing for a proactive AI.
That's a great summary. Be proactive for the proactive AI. This deep dive has really laid out a clear, actionable path forward, I think. What a transformation we're potentially about to see with Siri and Apple Intelligence.
It's significant.
And what a profound impact it could have on how local businesses are discovered and engaged with. It's genuinely exciting, actually, to think about the future of customer discovery, how much more integrated and maybe genuinely helpful our digital assistants are becoming.
Indeed. And perhaps, as you consider these immediate steps, the profile, the data, the potential integrations, I'd encourage you and everyone listening to also reflect on maybe a deeper question.
Oh.
How quickly is voice AI really integrating into our daily routines, not just for search, but for everything?
Yeah.
And what are the truly long-term implications for brand interaction, for customer loyalty in that world?
Beyond just the transaction.
Beyond the transaction.
Yeah.
The question isn't just if Siri will change how customers find you, but maybe how profoundly it will redefine that entire path to purchase.
Huh.
From the very first proactive suggestion, maybe even before the customer knew they needed something, all the way through to a completed transaction, and crucially, what happens next.
Wow. That's a lot to think about, how profoundly it redefines the whole path.
It's a future that really demands foresight, adaptation, and I think a genuine understanding of how your brand can truly speak to and ultimately act through these increasingly intelligent assistants.